This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Football Nation. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. I'm Bill Enright, and with me is Todd DeVries. Todd, great show as we head into week three. What do you say? You pumped up for some NFL action?
Love it, my friend. I can't believe we're in week three already. For those of you listening live right now, we're getting ready for a little Giants-Panthers tonight. Yeah, we realize most of you might be listening to this after the fact, so on demand. And if that's the case, you know, we're going to get you all ready to rock and roll with the rest of the games this upcoming Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, 1/8 of the 2012 season is already in the books.
1/8? What percent is that? I know you're a math wizard, Bill, so what percent is 1/8? Think back to, you know, basic math in middle school. This is sixth grade stuff.
15%?
Close. 12.5.
12.5%. Yes, that is correct, Todd.
There you go. There's your math of the day.
The number to call in is 508-298-0398, and of course you can email into the show, webradio@patriots.com. Have a lot of planned today for the next 2 hours. We're going to go over our NFL power rankings, discuss some fantasy football strategy. Kerry Burr from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us, and Steve Bennett from the Sportscasters is this week's special guest. And Todd, we want to hear from everyone out there. What is the biggest game in week three? So again, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/footballnationllc, and let us know what you think the biggest game of the week for week three is. Todd, what do you think the biggest game is?
Well, there's one obvious one that the majority of our audience might be pretty interested in. It's happening at 8:20 p.m. on Sunday night, and that's the Patriots and the Ravens, a little rematch from last year's AFC title game. But, Bill, you know, for those of you who will be replying to us on Facebook and via Twitter, give us another one as well. That one's pretty obvious in my book, Bill. What's the secondary game that's catching your eye this week?
I'm kind of liking that Seattle Seahawks-Green Bay Packers game for Monday night. I think that's going to be something to look forward to. A lot of people are sleeping on Seattle, but when you're going to play in Seattle, that's a tough place to play. We'll see how Aaron Rodgers and company kind of hold up there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the only good news there is that Green Bay has an extra day to get out there and get acclimated. That trip is a beast, man. You go out there, like you said, not only is it the farthest possible trip for most most places in the country, but the fan base is insane too. It's a weird place. Have you ever been up there before?
I have not, but I heard it's practically Canada.
Kinda. So let's hope that the Packers show up. I expect them to. But that's a sneaky game. If Russell Wilson can hang in there, that could be a really interesting game on Monday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. All right, so before we kind of shift full force to week three, let's look back at week two and give you our Shame on You report. This is kind of a fun segment that we like to do, and basically we like to blast a few people around the league or maybe a few teams. When you're doing the Shame on You, you have to start off with Michael Turner of the Atlanta Falcons. A DUI just hours after the game, after the Falcons beat the Broncos. Now, Todd, this is why I'm saying shame on you, Michael Turner. You know, I don't blame him for going out and partying.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
That's right. He just wanted to get drunk. I don't blame him for that. What I do blame him for, his game check, okay? One check was $250,000. He couldn't get a taxi cab?
No, apparently not, Bill. You know, what's even more strange about this, that Monday night game lasted forever.
Yeah.
With the referees and the delays. I mean, the game, I was nodding off trying to catch the end of it. So for him to get arrested, I mean, it was like, what, 2 hours after the game was over?
Yeah.
I mean, what was he doing?
You're drinking in the locker room.
Something. I mean, the turnaround time was incredible, like you said. Yeah, you know, and it's not like, I mean, he can celebrate the win, but 17 rushes, 42 yards, burner Turner. I think he's on the tail end of his career. That was not an impressive showing from him. So maybe he was drinking away a little bit of sorrows, kind of seeing the writing on the wall, Bill. Who knows?
Yeah, shame on you, Michael Turner. Next time, get a taxi cab. All right, moving on. How about the Arizona Cardinals? Shame on you, Arizona Cardinals, for beating the New England Patriots and trying to fool all of us into thinking that you're actually a good team. We see your 2-0 record, and we're not buying it.
No, we're not. But that's true. But their defense, you got to commend their defense. I mean, they took Seattle. You know, what do they hold Seattle to? 16 points.
Yep.
And then the Patriots, what? 18.
18. Yeah.
That, you know. I think they're fool's gold. I think we both do. But there's something going on there with that defense. I think we'll know a lot more this week after they play the Eagles. But there's something cooking there on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, next up on the Shame on You report. Shame on you, New Orleans Saints, for going 0-2 and letting everyone think that it's because you don't have Sean Payton on the sidelines, when in actuality, the reality is you guys got beat and you look like crap.
Yeah, they're not looking good thus far. And that, you know, that was a huge game against the Panthers. And to give up 35 points like that, I mean, 2 weeks in a row, not looking good at all. And, you know, they need something good to happen, and fast, Bill.
Yeah. All right, last Shame on You report of the day. Shame on you, Steve Young, NFL analyst on ESPN, for speaking the truth on Monday night. We all know that even if we complain about the replacement refs, Roger Goodell and all the big wigs at the NFL, they're not going to end this holdout with the referees. If it really affected the demand for how much people want to watch the NFL, how much people want to, you know, take in the football, then the NFL would probably come out and do something about these refs. But Steve Young hit the nail on the head. But sometimes we can't handle the truth, Todd, and he told the truth on Monday night. The NFL is not going to do anything about this.
Yeah, he said what we all have been thinking, and he did it rather eloquently as well, and he kind of said it over and over again for anybody who would listen. That caught my attention, by the way, at 3 in the morning or whatever the hell time it was when that game ended. I'm watching the post game, kind of half watching it, and he starts talking about this stuff. I agree with him. I think we all agree with him. You know, there's nothing's going to change here. The NFL owners hold all the cards when it comes to these replacement refs, and it's going to take a lot more than just a really slow Monday night game for anything to change.
Here's a direct quote from Steve Young. It doesn't affect the desire of the game. If it affected the desire for the game, they'd come up with a few million dollars. And, of course, he's talking about the situation with the real NFL referees and the replacement referees. And he's right. It's only a few million dollars. The NFL has the money. But you know what? The fans are still watching. The ratings are still up. The activity, I'm sure, around the league is still excellent for all these teams. And until we as fans kind of say, you know what, we're not going to watch with these replacement refs, it's ruining the game, nothing's going to happen.
No, I mean, we're all talking about it, right? So yep. It's good in that respect for the league. And, you know, to me, Bill, it's one thing to miss a few calls here and there, but it's the flow of the game. It's the speed of the game and these crazy delays. And I think it's also that's one concern. The other concern, and this is where, you know, some radio personalities, people like ourselves, can go a little bit overboard on this one, and that is, you know, the game is getting quote-unquote out of control, where you see players trying to take advantage of these refs. You see the coaches out in the field making, you know, just going crazy. These are things that you probably wouldn't see happening with Ed Hockley and some of the other veteran refs out there. So those are the two things to keep an eye on, the speed and flow of the game and whether or not these coaches try to take advantage of these rookie refs.
How about one of the referees told LeSean McCoy, come on, LeSean, I have you on my fantasy team. I need you to do well here.
Yeah, how about
it? Is that ridiculous?
Yeah, and then there's the other ref that his Facebook page showed him, you know, he's a diehard Saints fan,
yeah.
And, yeah, they had to take him off the game. He was assigned that game, the Saints game, over the weekend.
Right.
They caught it beforehand, took him off that game. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's going to take more than just that one night, I think, to make anything happen. Quite frankly, nothing's going to happen. The NFL is sticking to their guns on this one, Bill.
All right, so that was the Shame on You report. Michael Turner, Arizona Cardinals, New Orleans Saints, and Steve Young all made the list. You don't want to be on the Shame report, so you better be on your P's and Q's heading into Week 3, everyone that's listening out there. Todd, we're going to get into some fantasy football coverage in the next couple segments. We're going to do our Week 3 previews, but we already have a caller on the line, Tyler in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for calling in to Football Nation on Patriots.com. We'll go over your fantasy question, and then we'll kind of do a whole fantasy segment later in the show. So, Tyler, what do you got for us so far?
Oh, well, I'll tell you my roster, and you kind of tell me. I got a couple trades that I'd actually like to do.
Okay.
I got hurt bad with Chris Johnson. He killed me. Right now, I've already done a trade, Jermichael Finley for Doug Martin. I'm pretty good on wide receiver with Miles Austin, Malcolm Floyd.
Yeah.
I got Robert Griffin, the third, QB, Paul Charles, Brown, and Jermichael Finley as tight end.
Whoa, whoa, so you traded Doug Martin for Finley?
No, no. I traded Greg Jennings for Doug Martin.
Okay.
I got Michael Vick as a backup quarterback, and that's what I'm really trying to do as like a package deal. I lost Matt Forte. He's out for a couple weeks.
All right, so you need running backs, right?
Yeah, that's
and you want to pack. It seems like you have some quarterback depth. You want to package a quarterback to acquire a running back.
Yeah, I need to package.
Whoa. Don't, it seems like your dogs in the background don't like the fact that you have Michael Vick on your roster.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Fido is not too pleased with that, Bill.
No.
He says he's teasing him.
Yeah, man.
He is begging.
I don't like that.
He's begging the caller to trade Vick.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Do we still have Tyler, him on the line, or are we good to go here?
Yeah, Tyler, what you need to do quickly is you need to trade one of your backup quarterbacks for a team that needs a quarterback. So find someone that out there that may be disgruntled with a Ben Roethlisberger, maybe someone like a Matthew Stafford. Try to go out there and trade one of those guys and get a good running back in return.
Yeah, I tried hitting up someone that had Peyton Manning. I was kind of hoping that he would, come through. He seems to have Stephen Ridley, and that's the one I was really trying to get.
Absolutely. Try to give him Michael Vick and get Stephen Ridley in return. Definitely go for that trade.
You think that would be good?
Absolutely. It would be good for you if you can convince
Michael Finley, though. You think I should maybe try dumping him, or you think he's going to pull it up?
I mean, there's a lot of tight ends on the waiver wire this week that I would play over Jermichael Finley, Martellus Bennett, Brent Celek, Scott Chandler from the Buffalo Bills. I like all of those guys over Jermichael Finley this week.
That's what I was thinking. All right,
Tyler, we appreciate your call, and good luck with your trade. Todd, not a good situation when you have dogs barking in the background, and then you say that Mike Vick is your backup quarterback.
Yeah, how about it? Yeah. That dog.
They
That's a smart dog.
It. Yeah, very smart dog. We're just getting started here on Football Nation. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. We'll be right back with our Week 3 previews, something that you will not want to miss, plus Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us later in the show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
All right, how about it, folks? You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries and our producer, Kevin Collins, doing an excellent job playing some music for us. Kevin, what do you say you load up some of that NFL Films music in tribute of Steve Sable, and we'll go through some of our Week 3 previews right here. All right, Todd, Thursday night football. What do you think of the Thursday night football? You liking it? You're loving it? You're hating it?
Well, of course, it's football, man, so I love it. But it does get here pretty darn early, man.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the business that we're in at Football Nation and at Fantasy Football Champs and all the websites that we run.
Right.
You know, we're just getting done recapping the things that happened last week. And before you know it, boom, it's Thursday night. So you got to be on your toes, man. It keeps us very busy.
All right, so the Giants are taking on the Carolina Panthers tonight in Carolina. We don't want to focus too much on this game because we know a lot of you are listening on demand, but I think the Giants are going to get beat up down there by the Panthers.
No Hakeem Nicks, Bill. That's one less weapon for Eli to target. I don't think he's going to come anywhere close to the 510 yards from last week. This is a tough game for the Giants. I don't think it's a must-have or anything like that. It's too early in the season. The Giants have started out slowly before. As you well know, the Giants finished strong in December and January. So
yep.
I'm with you. I'm picking the Panthers to win this game. Should be a good one.
All right, let's move on to Sunday's action. We have the St. Louis Rams 1-1 taking on the Chicago Bears with the same record. Who do you think's taking that one?
I think the Bears take this one at home. I think Jay Cutler is up and down and up and down. I think he's going to be up this week, Bill. There's been a lot of hubbub surrounding the locker room there in Chicago, and I think in this particular game, I think the Rams have played pretty well the first couple games, Bill. I think this is the game to take one on the chin.
Yeah, I agree. Sam Bradford, 3 touchdowns in Week 2, but I think that Bears defense gets the best of him here in Week 3. All right, Cincinnati Bengals 1-1 versus the Washington Redskins, also 1-1.
This one's tough to read.
Yeah, you know? It is.
Yep. You've got teams that, I mean, Washington, they kind of blew the game last week in St. Louis. Josh Morgan throwing the ball, knocking him out of field goal range. Could you believe that when he did that?
Couldn't believe it. You know what? He should have been on the Shame on You report.
Yeah,
I should have added him.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That's a late addition. Shame on you, Josh Morgan.
So the Redskins come home. They get the Bengals. I'm having a hard time getting a read on the Bengals right now. Like we said, they're kind of all over the place. You know, they won last week, but it wasn't really impressive over the Browns. So I'm going to take the home team here and RG3 putting another win on the board.
All right, Detroit Lions taking on the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. Right now, the Titans look like one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're 0-2 to start the year.
Yeah, how about CJ Noke?
CJ Noke, that's right.
Ugh, what a disaster that running game is. They are just statistically, Bill, you look across the board, and they are about as bad as it gets. Offensively, defensively, there's not much to hang their hat on there in Tennessee right now. Detroit, on the other hand, you know, they got through the first couple of games, 1-1. I see them going on the road here and having a nice offensive game. Megatron, Calvin Johnson, I think he's going to have a big game.
Running back Mikel LeShure will take the field for the first time in his NFL career after missing his entire rookie season with a ruptured Achilles and then getting suspended for the first two games of 2012. So I'm excited to see him in action. 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us at. If you want to talk about any of these Week 3 games that we're going through, feel free to give us a ring. You can also email in webradio@patriots.com. We'll be happy to read your emails over the air. All right, Todd, sticking with the Week 3, we have the Kansas City Chiefs 0-2 at the New Orleans Saints 0-2. Who's going to win their first game of the year?
You know, we're going to have a special guest, Kerry Byrne, on here in a few minutes.
Yep.
And he does his own quarterback passer rating type stuff.
Yeah.
Drew Brees ranking extremely low in passer rating. Who would have thunk it, man? I mean, the guy is, you know, usually as efficient as they come. And right now he's ranked number 22 in quarterbacks.
Ew.
Now, you know, this is just with the doctor order, though, for the Saints, Bill. I mean, the Chiefs come into town not showing much on the defensive side of the ball. Even with Tom Bahaly back, I think the Saints get their first win at home against the Chiefs.
Totally agree. I can see the Saints rolling over the Chiefs in that one. San Francisco 49ers look like the best team in the league. They're 2-0, and they're traveling to Minnesota to play Adrian Peterson, Christian Ponder, and the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, and the Niners might be the best team in the league, Bill. And we're going to go through our Football Nation power rankings later in the show. And it's no surprise, they're going to be right near the top. If not at the top, we won't give it away quite yet. So I don't see any problem for them. If they show up, Bill, they play their game and don't kill themselves with turnovers, I think they'll rumble all over the Vikings.
All right, we got an AFC East matchup next with the New York Jets traveling to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill, not bad in the Week 2 against the Oakland Raiders, but do you think the Jets' defense is just too much for the rookie quarterback to handle?
Yeah, you know, I think the Jets take this one on the road. I think you're going to see a little more Tebow this week, Bill. Just a little
Tebow.
I think just a little bit more Tebow this week. I think he might actually do something that makes an impact in this game, believe it or not. Not that anybody wants to see that. Most people are sick of Tebow by now, even though we're only 3 weeks in, Bill. But I think the Jets take this one on the road.
Former head coach of the Dolphins, now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets, Tony Sperano. I'm sure he's going to have a few tricks up his sleeve to present to his old team.
And, Bill, that is a stinker of a game, man. If you're talking about, like, viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
Jets, Dolphins.
I won't be watching that one.
Right now, I mean, come on. That's a low-level game. And for any fantasy people out there, there's not much of fantasy relevance in that one either.
Yeah, don't expect to see them on the red zone a whole lot. Another game that you're probably not going to see on the red zone a whole lot, unless it's C.J. Spiller or Trent Richardson, the Buffalo Bills 1-1 taking on the Cleveland Browns, who are still looking for their first win of the season.
Hey, the Bills were one of my sleeper teams heading into the season.
They were.
You know, they didn't show up in the opener against the Jets, but they looked okay last week. I think that they go on the road here and take down Cleveland. I am not a believer in Brandon Whedon. I never was. Old man Whedon. The guy's older than Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And while, you know, they put up some points last week, I think they come back to earth offensively this week. And I think C.J. Spiller continues on the tear that he's on. I think the Bills take this one.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Next game, both of these teams are looking for a bounce-back win. Dallas Cowboys got beat by the Seattle Seahawks. Tampa Bay Buccaneers had the lead, but they lost it late in the game to the New York Giants. They face off in Dallas at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Interesting game.
Yes, it
Dallas
is.
Dallas got blown out in Seattle.
Couldn't believe it.
And I mean, you could believe that they lost the game, but it was a debacle out
there.
They
scored 7 points.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, on the other hand, you know, keep an eye on Tampa Bay. It took down the Panthers in Week 1. It took the Giants to the limit last week. Yep. They're looking pretty solid right now. This is an interesting test, and so far of the games we've talked about, I think this is the one I've got my eye on the most. Of all the 1 o'clock games, this is the one I want to watch.
Yeah, I expect Tony Romo to actually have a field day against that Tampa Bay Bucs secondary.
Well,
who knows?
Eli.
Maybe Dez Bryant doesn't show up, maybe Miles Austin gets injured, and maybe Jason Witten's spleen starts bleeding again.
Or maybe Kevin Ogletree's a superstar again.
Oh, God, don't tell me that. If I hear one more question about Kevin Ogletree coming in at FF Champs, I'm going to die. All right, moving on. Jacksonville Jaguars 0-2 right now. They're in the running for the number one pick of the 2013 NFL Draft. They're taking on the Indianapolis Colts, who had the number one pick in the 2012 NFL Draft. Who do you see taking away this one?
Bill, last week, right here on this show, my upset pick of the week was the Colts over the Vikings.
They nailed it.
I was right on that one. I'm going with the Colts again, Bill. They're going to be 2-1 beating an interdivisional foe here. I am a big believer in Andrew Luck. I think they're going to get it done. I just don't have much to believe in on the other side of the ball with Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not liking what I'm seeing over there. I think the Colts get another win, Bill.
All right, so that was all for the 4 o'clock, the 1 o'clock Eastern games. Now let's move on to the second half game, the second set of games. We have two undefeated teams going at it. Atlanta Falcons traveling all the way to the West Coast to take on the San Diego Superchargers.
Undefeateds, baby. Matt Ryan, I think he's going to take his show on the road. I think Julio Jones has a bigger game. He was very quiet on Monday night. Yep. And I think that the Falcons win this one on the road, Bill.
Yeah, how about it, Todd? I'm not really convinced that the San Diego Chargers are one of the elite teams in the NFL, despite their record right now.
Yeah, you know, they beat up on Tennessee and Oakland, two of the worst teams in the league. So, Right. Well, you know, last week they crushed the Titans, 38-10. I'm not believing in them yet. We'll see. Maybe they can make us believers this week, but right now I'm taking Atlanta in this one.
All right, another undefeated battle, Philadelphia Eagles versus the Arizona Cardinals. Which bird is going to fly high at the end of this one?
You know, last year, Bill, these two teams faced off in Philadelphia. This is the game DeSean Jackson was suspended for.
Ooh,
oh my
scary
God,
birds.
What the hell was that?
That was a scary bird coming in.
I don't think that was a cardinal.
It's going to get you with those talons.
Last year, Bill, the Eagles were expected to roll over the Cardinals, and they got shocked by John Skelton in Lincoln Financial Field. No DeSean Jackson that game. And you know what, Bill? That game, if you look at it this way, it basically knocked them out of the playoffs and put the Giants in.
Yep.
Okay.
True.
It was late in the year. It wasn't the last week of the year. But
yeah.
So, you know, strange things happen. And now there might not be any Jeremy Maclin this week. Michael Vick is throwing interceptions all over the place. It's on the road. I'm going to take the Eagles, but I'm not 100% sure on this one.
How about Kevin Cobb facing off against his former team?
How about it?
I mean, I don't think he's one of those players that is extra motivated by that.
No.
I can't see him performing, like, superbly because of it. But, you know, the Cardinals did beat the Patriots last week.
The Eagles' defensive, their passing defense right now is unbelievable. And if they get a pass rush on Cobb, if you give Cobb a clean pocket like most quarterbacks, he's just fine. He can pick you apart a little bit with the dinking and dunking. You put any pressure on this guy, he folds like a cheap tent. So I think that if the Eagles can get some pressure on him, he'll have a long day.
Large talons.
Large talons, that's right. That's a talon battle, Philadelphia Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. All right, moving on. Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Oakland Raiders. Raiders right now look absolutely disgusting. They lost to the Dolphins last week.
Yeah, that was not good.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, what happened? That would have been a great battle back in the 70s, Bill, but it not so much anymore, huh?
Yeah, we don't even want to focus too much on that game because we think the Steelers are going to roll right over the Oakland Raiders. Let's move on to this is a pretty interesting matchup. Houston Texans 2-0 against Denver Broncos, who Peyton Manning now gets to revisit his old AFC South foes.
Yes, he does. And you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here, Bill.
What do you got?
I'm calling for an upset.
Ooh, interesting. Houston Texans, one of the better teams in the league
right now. There's no doubt about it. They are.
You think
they're going on the road. They're
going
out on the road to Mile High. And Peyton Manning all week long has been bashed in the media, bashed, bashed, bashed. I think that he circles the wagons a little bit. I think they pull it out this weekend. Just an upset pick, just one upset pick from me.
Yeah, I got a feeling that when Peyton Manning throws three interceptions in the first quarter of a game, he is going to be like a machine the following week, studying film, going over practice, and, you know, really harping in on what his opponents are going to do.
You know, and the Texans have had an easy road thus far in the first two games. I think that the Broncos are easily their stiffest test yet. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think the Broncos, maybe Mr. Prater kicks a field goal at the end there in the thin air of Mile High.
All right, I like that prediction right there. It's Todd going bold, picking the Denver Broncos to beat the Houston Texans. All right, how about some prime time matchups? We got the Patriots taking on the Ravens. AFC Championship rematch from last year. Are we going to see any missed field goals, maybe some drop touchdown passes late that's going to come into play in this game?
You know, as most of our audience here on Patriots.com radio knows, there's a lot of skepticism about the Patriots offense right now, Bill. There's a lot of clouds swirling. Wes Welker, what's going on? Aaron Hernandez is hurt. What is going on here? I put all that aside. I think the Patriots go on the road. I think Tom Brady gets it done.
You know, you made a bold prediction saying the Broncos are going to beat the Texans. How about this for a bold prediction and playing into your audience? I think the Patriots are going to win by double digits, Todd.
Whoa, really? Not believing the Ravens, huh?
Yeah, I'm not convinced. Joe Flacco still doesn't do it for me.
He doesn't do it for me either. You know, it's all about the running game with Ray Rice there, in my opinion, and the defense, as it always has been.
All right, Monday night battle. We previewed this one a little earlier. Green Bay Packers going to Seattle, which is basically Canada, I'm told, to take on the Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
That's right. Cue up the music. I think Green Bay goes on the road and wins this, Bill. I think that Green Bay is going to go on a little run here the next four or five games. I think they're going to kind of get out to that lead in the NFC North, and I think they start with a win up in the Pacific Northwest.
Really? So you don't think Russell Wilson and company can kind of hold down the
fort? No, I think it'll be good. It'll be a good game. I think it's a good game, yeah. But I think that the Packers get it done.
How about the primetime game so far, Todd? Last week we saw the Falcons and the Broncos. The Sunday night game was a good one. This week we have the Patriots and the Ravens, and then the Packers and the Seahawks. Really good primetime games. I'm liking it.
Well, guess what? I took a gander at the upcoming Thursday night slate.
Mm-hmm.
It goes downhill from here, my friend.
Ah, don't tell me that.
Yeah. All the great matchups are over for the foreseeable future. We can get into that later in the show. So enjoy it tonight. Enjoy Monday night, because some of these primetime games kind of go south. The Sunday night games are still really good if you look at the schedule, but
yeah.
Thursday night, not so much.
All right, that was our Week 3 previews. We're going to find out what Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts thinks of all these matchups as we head into Week 3. We also want to hear from you, so give us a ring, 508-298-0398, and hit us up on the email, webradio@patriots.com, because we want to know what games you're looking forward to watching here as we head into Week 3. We got to take a quick break, but again, Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us right after these commercial break.
Football, and more football at footballnation.com.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back, Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. We're joined by Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com. You can listen to his show on patriots.com radio every Wednesday from 4 to 6. And, of course, you can download the podcast on iTunes. Kerry, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Gentlemen, how are you doing? You excited for week three? Or?
Nah,
absolutely, man.
Oh, well,
you know, it's kind of an interesting schedule. There's kind of, I don't know if it's the biggest name games going on, but there's a couple kind of under the radar type of games that I think when you break them down are really kind of more fascinating than maybe they appear on surface.
Kerry, why don't you explain quickly kind of how you look at all the stats for those that don't know when you're really breaking down a game?
Well, what we look at are what we call quality stats, Bill. And what makes it a quality stat is that it has a direct correlation to winning football games. And by the way, we track that correlation at Cold Hard Football Facts and specifically at Cold Hard Insider, our premium product. And for example, if you have the better passer rating this year, mm-hmm. you are 30-2.
30 wins, 2 losses.
It's incredible, some of the data we have there. And by the way, if you run the ball better, 14-18. It's
now,
all about passing efficiency. That's what the NFL is all about. You hear all these pundits and so-called experts talk about running the football and utterly meaningless when it comes to winning and losing NFL games.
So, Kerry, you don't have to establish the run.
Hey, I've been saying that for years. But you do have to, by the way, you do have to attempt to run. You don't have to be great at it, but, you know, you always hear it, you still hear it incessantly, and it's ingrained in from the time they play, youth football, that you got to run the ball, But in reality, it's all about dominating the battle of passing efficiency. And the proof is in those stats at Insider. Like I said, 30-2 when you have a better passer rating so far in 2012.
I know it was Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions that had the worst passer rating in Week 1.
In Week 1. I don't know who it is in Week 2. I could look it up. I don't know off the top of my head, but you're right. It was Stafford against the Rams in Week 1. By the way, Sam Bradford, number 4 right now in real quarterback rating, which is one of our quality stats. It measures all aspects of quarterback play. He was 31st in that indicator last year.
Wow.
Number 4. It's amazing what a great coach will do, and Jeff Fish has really turned that team around. And the Rams right now, number 5 in our quality stats, power rankings. The NFC West is dangerous right now, man.
Wow, the Rams are number 5 in anything. It's surprising.
I know, it really is. And now listen, I don't think they'll be there at the end of the year. I think, you know, right now it's how they rank across the board. We don't put our opinion on it. This is where they are statistically speaking. But at the end, you know, for example, San Francisco's number 7. But I know San Francisco is going to surpass the Rams in that
sure,
pretty
and,
soon.
And look at the Niners. I mean, their first two opponents were pretty stout, you know.
That's what we say. And we say specifically, we have the power rankings up right now on Cold Hard Football Facts. And, you know, and we say specifically, they're talking about the 49ers. This well-oiled victory machine will climb higher as the schedule gets easier. I expect San Francisco to be in the top 3 by the end of the year.
So, Kerry, you're talking about the 49ers. Why don't we talk a little bit about their matchup this week against the Vikings? Because on paper, and I'm sure over at Cold Hard with your quality stats, this looks like a giant statistical mismatch.
Well, we've been riding the 49ers since early last year, and the reason why, when we break them down through our quality stats, they were the best coached team in football last year. They were number 1 in bendability, our measure of defensive efficiency. We quantify the bend but don't break phenomenon, right? Everybody talks about it. We quantify it. They were number 1 in defensive efficiency. And by the way, number 2 in offensive efficiency. They were the most well-coached team in football. They played the best at situational football, and we could see that trend coming long before anybody else. Reason why we picked them to win outright on the road last year in Week 4 and Week 5 when they were 9-point underdogs at Philadelphia, you could see that trend coming a mile away if you look at the right numbers. And by the way, you know, 16-4 under Jim Harbaugh, and not only that, the public's not buying them yet. They're 15-4-1 against the spread. They're beating public perceptions because they're not a sexy team per se. They still don't. I know they acquired a lot of offensive stars, you know, in the offseason, but people still don't look at them as a sexy team. The public undervalues those teams. And by the way, the Vikings overvalued, even though they're a bad team. The public overvalues them, and I think the reason being, they have two great big-name stars, and you know, one each on each side of the ball, and Adrian Peterson and Jared Allen. And people look at names and star power, and they don't look at the trends that win and lose football games.
So it's not about the star power. Is that what you're telling me? All these years I've been wrong?
It's not. People. what'd you say?
I said all these years I've been wrong?
You and I don't, you know, what's interesting is I know you know your football, and I think, you know, I think I know my football, but we look at, because you're more a fantasy guy, right? So we,
yep.
I think it's awesome that, you know, we kind of look at things from different angles and have different takes on different players, you know? And I
Absolutely.
Think that's valid. If you're a fantasy guy, you want to listen to what Bill Enright's saying, because you know the fantasy impact, that impact on your team. Whereas the way we look at football, that's almost irrelevant. It's all about team performance. It's all about, you know, individuals don't win games. You know, units do. You know, players working together, units working together. And that's how we size up teams, by overall performance, by, you know, each unit and how they work together. We almost don't even care what the names are on the back of the jersey. It depends on how those units, how they perform.
Kerry, that's why with our powers combined, we're the supreme NFL football
We are. What's higher
analysts.
Than potentate? We need a new title for our combined forces that's higher than potentate of pigskin.
How about the Intercontinental NFL champions, tag team champions?
That should be our fantasy team, I think.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think we've been showing it a little bit, but we'll work on it. We'll work on it for the next episode.
All right, what do you think about this AFC Championship rematch? New England Patriots going down to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. What are the stats saying about that one?
You know, what's really interesting right now is obviously Baltimore, the great defensive dynasty. We all know them for their defense. The Patriots, you know, at least since 2007, one of the great offensive juggernauts of all time. That's not been the case this season, guys. The Baltimore defense has not been up to par. What they you know, I know they played well in Week 1 against Cincinnati, but you look at, you know, the yards per attempt they're allowing, you know, via the pass. That defense is number 26 in the NFL. Only five teams are worse than them right now in terms of the passing. You know, the average yards they're giving up via the pass. That's losing football. You can't sustain that. They need to improve that number, or they know, I don't care how well Flacco plays. That's a bad number. The Patriots, conversely, not getting it done on offense the way we've grown accustomed. Especially in situational football. We talked about that with the 49ers a moment ago. The Patriots are almost always one of the two or three most efficient offenses in football. We measure that by what we call scoreability. They're 20th right now in scoreability. They're in the bottom half of the league in offensive efficiency. They're leaving points on the field, not putting them up on the scoreboard. And I think last week against the Cardinals, when they dominated every statistical battle and lost the game, was a classic example of a team not playing good situational football, which has always been their hallmark
right.
under Bill Belichick. So, you know, each team, you know, has the potential to go to the Super Bowl, but each team right now has questions it has to answer about its bread and butter, whether offense in New England's case or defense in the case of Baltimore.
Interesting. And, you know, I mean, what are we to make? I mean, a lot of our audience here, you know, are worried about this Patriots offense. Were you concerned coming into the season about this? Could you see the writing on the wall? Is it just too small of a subset of data yet to really get concerned about this? Because there's a lot going on. You got the Hernandez injury, the Wes Welker stuff. I know that you have the shiny hood ornament with the wide receivers,
yeah.
So you don't really care too much about the wide receivers. But, you know, what you know, give the Patriots fans something to either look forward to or paint a doom and gloom for them.
You know, I don't think it's doom and gloom. I think this team still has the potential. You know, the funny thing, and we talked about it yesterday on the Cold Hard Football Facts Show on Patriots.com about, you know, people, football fans specifically, it's such an emotional game. We overreact to every win and every loss. Right after Week 1, every team that was 1-0 was going to the Super Bowl. And now, you know, most of those teams are 1-1 now, right? You know, there's only a couple 2-0 teams left. And, you know, that feeling changes so fast. So I don't want to overreact to one game. I think you know, the Patriots are still going to score well over 400 points. Maybe they can score 500 again. They're not on pace to do it, but I think this is still a Super Bowl-caliber offense. You know, there's some drama going on, but nothing unusual. I think, you know, they have to just be a little more efficient. You know, they haven't played smart football. You know, play the efficient football they've always been known for. And you know, keep improving that defense. The defense has taken a few steps forward since last year. Not a lot, but definitely a few, and I think that's positive, and it's, again, a team that can still represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, but so can Baltimore, which is why this is an interesting game. And the only team I know for a fact is better than these two teams right now is Houston. I'm not. I think, you know, other than them, you know, either one of these teams are right. You know, Baltimore and New England are right there on the cusp of potentially being the AFC champion. San Diego's 2-0, but I have to see a lot more out of them given their history of kind of packing it in when it counts most. And so, you know, the Patriots are right there. I think there's plenty of reason to still be excited after, you know, one loss. And listen, guys, they were bound to – let me tell you this about that game. That was the first time in 13 years the Patriots lost a football game because their kicker whiffed on a clutch field goal. 13 years. Captain Comeback, writer Captain Comeback, Scott Kasbar, wrote about it this week. The greatest streak of clutch kicking in NFL history. 13 years without losing a game on a whiffed kick. It was bound to happen. It's, you know, that's the NFL. It's not something to overreact.
Well, how about, Kerry, how about the coincidence of that occurring? Because around the same time, over in Indianapolis, a guy named Adam Vinatieri was actually kicking a game-winning field goal.
Yeah, I know. I know. There is a little kind of karmic irony to that. And by the way, Vinatieri was the guy who missed the kicks in that game back in 1999 against the Buffalo Bills. He missed one with 2 seconds left in regulation from 33 yards, guys. So even this was 2 years before he became the legend, but he missed a one from at the end of regulation from 33 and then missed like a 42-yarder in overtime. And they lost the game to the Buffalo Bills 13-10. But, guys, it was 13 years ago. Tom Brady was getting ready to play Alabama in the Orange Bowl that week. It was December 26, 1999. Pete Carroll was the coach of the Patriots. Doug Flutie was the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. We're talking ancient history. So I think, you know, that's bound to happen. It happens in the NFL and you accept it, move on. And you know, by the way, Baltimore knows more than, you know, better than anybody what it means to blow that kick like they did in the AFC title game last year.
The great Kerry Byrne joining us here on Football Nation. You can read everything about his quality stats on coldhardfootballfacts.com. You can listen to him on Wednesdays, 4 to 6, right here on Patriots.com radio. Kerry, one last question before we let you go. The Packers are going out to Seattle, or as Bill says, Canada, to play the Seahawks on Monday night. Quick breakdown. What is a stat from that game that sticks out in your mind?
Well, you know, Seattle's actually a pretty good club. The thing that's hard to gauge about them, guys, we talk about the 12th man. We talk about that at home field advantage. But it is absolutely the best home field advantage in football. Seattle, since 2000, they're 36-66 on the road, 66-37 at home.
Wow.
I mean, total mirror image. And even if you look at, you know, against public perception, they're 56% against the spread at home and 39% against the spread on the road. This team is hard to judge. They are two completely different teams, and you can only chalk it up to that home field advantage. There is something special about them playing at home. There's nothing like it in football for any team to have such a disparity between playing at home and playing on the road. So Green Bay's a better team, but Seattle's got a little something extra when they play at home.
I might have to get my passport out and go catch a game over there in Seattle.
I hear it's nice this time of year, Bill.
Yeah. Kerry, before we let you go, real quick, we're going to do our NFL power rankings in the next segment. Who is your best team in the NFL? Who is your worst team in the NFL?
Best, both from the same division. The best team, the Houston Texans, with a bullet. We are riding the Houston train all the way to the Super Bowl in New Orleans and taking it back to Houston for the parade after the game.
Oh.
The worst team in football, the Tennessee Titans, number 32 right now in our quality stats power rankings. We're just looking bad. I thought we'd see more out of that team after, you know, a pretty decent season last year, but not very good right now.
All right, how about it? Texans number one, Titans number 32. You're Kerry. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to Kerry Byrne's show, Cold Hard Football Facts, every Wednesday right here on Patriots.com radio. Kerry, enjoy week three, all right?
Gentlemen, have a good one. Thank you.
All right, Todd. I think he's pretty similar to what we have in terms of the top team and the bottom team. We're going to get into our power rankings right after this commercial break. Don't go anywhere. NFL power rankings from Football Nation is coming at you.
Football Nation is all football all the time.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. A quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, D-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
All right, baby, it is time for some NFL power rankings. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Don't forget, you can reach out to us on Twitter, FBallNation. Let us know who you think the number one team in the league is and the number 32, the worst team in the league, is. Kevin already queued up the music. He's right on schedule. Todd, let's start off with the 32, work our way up, add some dramatic appeal to this part of the show, huh?
Oh, yeah. Drum roll, please. The worst team in the NFL right now, according to us, Football Nation, is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, they're awful.
They're awful. They're awful to watch. They're just not very good.
All right, 31, we have the Cleveland Browns, another team that you don't really want to watch these guys.
Now, Trent Richardson's fun to watch. You know, that unnecessary flip into the end zone was awfully entertaining. But other than that, man, there's just not much going on there. You know, I fear for his health, honestly. I think that he's kind of a one-man show there. They're going to run the whole offense through him. I don't know if he's going to be able to hold up this year with that knee issue that he's got.
All right, something in common here so far is pretty bad quarterbacks for all these teams, the two teams that we mentioned at the bottom of the list. And the Tennessee Titans, they have a pretty bad quarterback, too. Jake Locker not getting it done for them. They come in at number 30.
Jake Locker was never an accurate quarterback at Washington in college. He just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, Bill. He had trouble getting it over 50% completion rate. It's the same things holding true here in the NFL. They have no running game. They got no offense right now. They got a diva at wide receiver, Kenny Britt, coming off an injury. A mess.
All right, who do we have coming in at number 29?
Those Oakland Raiders, Bill, another AFC team. Another AFC team, by the way, that has a nice running back for fantasy people out there, right? Number 32, we had MJD. You have Trent Richardson. CJ Noke, number 30 Titans, and now Darren McFadden. So, like we said with Kerry Byrne in the previous segment, running game isn't all that anymore. No, they are, they're just not. You got to pass the ball, you got to pass it efficiently, and the Raiders don't do that. That's why they landed number 29 on our list.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs are at number 28. They're taking on the Saints this weekend. Both the Saints and the Chiefs are 0-2, but for some reason, I think it's pretty obvious, actually. The Chiefs are number 28. The Saints are much higher on our list.
Chiefs, no defense, Bill. None at all.
That's a problem.
I mean, they were one of your surprise picks, I believe, in our preseason edition of the show.
Yes.
So they've got to be disappointing you a little bit. There's just no defense there in KC.
I'm waiting for them to start to getting things going. I think they're more of a second half of the year type team.
Oh, are they? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what Matt Castle's going to turn it on?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's what
Good luck with that.
All right, number 27, the Miami Dolphins come in. No surprise that they're at the bottom half of this list, is there?
No, not a lot of offensive weapons. We talk about passing efficiency. You don't think Ryan Tannehill, at least not yet. They play in a tough division with the Bills, Jets, and Patriots. We don't see them making it through unscathed at all. They're going to be at the bottom of that division. That's right. There you go. The dolphin chirps. What is that called? Dolphin noises? What is a dolphin noise called, Bill?
I don't
squeak?
Know. Yeah,
chirp?
Dolphin squeak. Chirp, squeak.
Bill, the first six teams on our list, the bottom six teams, I should say, on this list, they're all from the AFC.
Ooh, interesting. Todd, your attention to detail is like immaculate. It's amazing. I would have never picked that out on my own.
Well, number 26 on our list, though, Bill, comes from the NFC. Who we got?
Minnesota Vikings. Man, they look terrible. They lost to the Indianapolis Colts last week. I didn't expect that to happen. You did predict that. But they come in at number 26, Christian Ponder, and the offensive weapons here for the Minnesota Vikings just not putting up enough points on the board.
You know, Bill, in this day and age in the NFL, quarterbacks get thrown into the fire much earlier in their career than ever before in NFL history, right? And, look at some of the guys that have been on our list so far. The Ryan Tannehill, right? Blaine Gabbert. These guys weren't ready for prime time. Brandon Whedon, another one, right? Jake Locker. And here we go with Christian Ponder. Now, Christian Ponder, actually, compared to all the other names I just mentioned, he's actually been okay, but I was never a big Ponder fan in college at Florida State at all. I'm just not a believer in him. And because of that, he ranks low on our list.
What did the Vikings pick him, like 12th overall last year?
Yeah, it was a crazy pick.
Yeah, that shocked me. Really did shock me. A team that Kerry Byrne mentioned is in the top five in terms of quality stats. We have them ranked 25th, and that's the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, maybe they should be higher on our list, Bill. I mean, I actually had them going 7-9 this year, which was a quantum leap from last year.
Yeah.
Because I do believe in Jeff Fisher. But right now, though, I think they're gonna hit their stride a little bit more in the second half of the year. They got a lucky win over the Redskins this weekend, in my opinion.
Right.
You had Josh Morgan with his shenanigans on the field, and the Redskins making some really dumb penalties and dumb plays. So, they got one win, and I like that, and I think they're going to be a tough team as the years go on. But right now, I think they're somewhere in the 20s in our list.
All right, Indianapolis Colts are up next, and Andrew Luck looking pretty good through the first two games of his young NFL career.
This is another team, Bill, that could rise up this list as the weeks go on. I'm a big believer in Andrew Luck, and this is one quarterback that's thrown into the fire from day one that I think is going to get the job done. I don't want to go too gaga over Andrew Luck, man, but I'm telling you, in about 3 years, he will be a top five quarterback in this league.
All right, Buffalo Bills are at number 23. They have Ryan Fitzpatrick, who seems to always be good in September and in October, but then November rolls around and he just falls apart. Right now he's leading the NFL with the most touchdowns.
Yeah, how about that? And then their running back, CJ Spiller,
he's
filled in quite nicely for Fred Jackson, and he's the top rusher in the NFL right now. So offensively they're getting it done. They put their defense leaves a lot to be desired. They gave up 48 to the Jets.
What was that?
I mean, it's one thing to give up 48 to the Lions or, the Patriots even.
Right.
But the Jets?
Ugh.
So that's a red flag. But they rebounded okay last week and got the win.
All right, Washington Redskins are coming in at number 22. RG3 has taken the NFL by storm. Todd, you and I have been talking about him. You've much longer, even when he started his freshman year at Baylor.
I love this guy. He's got the intangibles you're looking for. He can make plays out of nothing. I mean, look, if you watched the game last week, you know, they ran a lot of quarterback draws specifically designed for him, and he was able to take it to the house on one of them. So this guy is a playmaker. Bill, I do get concerned with him and his running ability. I watch a lot of Michael Vick over the years, right?
Yeah.
And Vick gets banged up. He's never healthy in November and December.
Right.
I'm a little bit worried about RG3 in that regard. I watched him at Baylor. He did blow out his knee one year. You know, he runs it a lot, Bill. Is he going to be able to hold up, you know, as the season goes on? A little bit concerned there. But right now, the Washington Redskins are a dangerous team, Bill. Pierre Garçon, when he's healthy, is a deep threat. RG3 can throw that bomb. They found a running back, or at least for now, in Alfred Morris. They're a dangerous team.
Yeah, and I think their defense is really good, but they did just lose Brian Arakpo for the year to a torn pectoral muscle. Yeah, that's a tough loss for them.
Yep.
He's one of the better pass rushers in the league. Number 21, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. And, Todd, we can't really get a good feel for this team just yet. I predicted they were going to go undefeated for the first half of the year. That didn't happen. They lost to the Ravens in week one. But here they are at number 21 on our power rankings. What do we make of the Bengals?
It's really tough, man. And that's a tough division. You got to play the Ravens and the Steelers twice each.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't bode well. Last year, they were able to sneak into the playoffs. I do like Andy Dalton as kind of a game manager type, smart quarterback, kind of an Alex Smith-like quarterback.
Right.
I think he'll develop into that. A.J. Green's a nice weapon. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, running back. Defensively, they got shredded by the Ravens in week one, and they got shredded by the Browns in week two. That's not good. And that's why they are number 21 on our list.
All right, we got a couple of people chiming in on Twitter. Again, you can follow us, F-Ball Nation. Tyler P. says that Cleveland or Jacksonville is the worst team in the NFL right now. He can't decide which because both of their quarterbacks are absolutely abysmal.
Well, we have them 31 and 32, so we're right on target there.
Tyler had it right. All right, moving on to number 20, the New York Jets. After the great week one performance, they kind of fell off the map after losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers in week two.
I get the feeling, Bill, the Jets are going to be kind of a thorn in the side of a couple teams this year. I don't think they're going to, over the long haul, I'm not a believer at all, but they're going to have a few moments like they had in week one. Maybe not 48-point moments, but they're going to have a couple games where they might pull off some upsets. But I just, you know, Sanchez is, I mean, we've seen enough of Sanchez, right? The resume is long enough now where we kind of know what we've got in Sanchez.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think it's like a Super Bowl type winning quarterback. So the Jets are going to fumble along here. I think the Bills are going to overtake them in the AFC East. I think the Patriots obviously are going to, you know, win that division. So I'm going to keep the Jets down there around number 20.
You know, here's the Jets schedule. They play the Dolphins in week three. Then they play the 49ers. Then they play the Houston Texans. And then they finish up the October with the Colts and the Patriots. So they better beat the Dolphins because we know they're not beating the Niners. They're not beating the Texans. They might lose to the Colts, and then they have their AFC East foe, the New England Patriots, coming to town.
Yeah, but Bill, again, they're just one of these weird teams that I'm telling you they're gonna pull off like a weird upset that when you least expect it. And then the media will be all over Rex Ryan,
exactly.
The darling of the media.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll lay a big turd the next game. You know what I mean? That's just the way they are. They're not consistent at all, and they're just one of those weird teams.
All right, 19, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both of us had them in the cellar of the NFC South, but right now they're actually looking pretty decent. Had an upset loss after beating the Giants for the majority of the game in week two. They ended up losing late in the fourth quarter, but the Bucs come in at number 19.
Yeah, how about Greg Schiano, man? He's definitely trying to make a statement, isn't he?
Yep, yes he is.
You know, he's one of those tough guys, and he likes to think he's old school, and we saw that in the last few seconds of that Giants game in the Meadowlands last week where they got down and dirty and tried to knock Eli Manning on his butt, and they did do that and raised a lot of controversy. So he's trying to, you know, establish himself there. And, you know, I think the players for this season anyway, they're going to be fired up to play for him. You know, I think whatever he's doing while the media's having fun with it, I think it's working with the team.
Yep.
He took down the Panthers in week one, played very well against the Giants offensively. Their defense, you know, didn't. So that they're another team, Bill, that's pretty dangerous. We're getting into these teams now in our rankings here as we move up the list. A lot of these teams are interchangeable at this point because, you know, we haven't seen a lot of them yet. And the Bucs, I mean, they're one of those teams, man. Keep an eye on them. By the way, I love Doug Martin, running back from Boise State. Great rookie running back.
Yeah, the Bucs are looking good. Let's see what they can do against the Cowboys in week three. Moving on to number 18, and Todd, this is a team that hasn't been outside the top 10 in NFL power rankings probably for the last 5 years, and that's the New Orleans Saints right now, 0-2 heading into week three.
Yeah, maybe we're generous in giving him a number 18 ranking. You know, they've been pretty
awful. I
think
we're doing it by reputation. We know they have Drew Brees, an excellent quarterback.
You know, honestly, I think if I were to redo these rankings, I might lower them a little bit down to into the 20s because they don't deserve. I mean, they are. Hey, in the preseason, everyone had the doom and gloom with all the Vilma and the Peyton stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, right now, it kind of looks like it might be affecting them because they are all over the place.
Yeah, they certainly did not look good. They have a nice home game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Should they got to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, they should.
This is a must-win game for them.
Yep.
You go 0-3, and you're in deep trouble.
All right, so we had an 0-2 team at number 18. Now we have a 2-0 team at number 17. That's the Arizona Cardinals.
We don't believe in them, Bill.
No, we don't.
We don't believe in the Cardinals. Cobb and Skelton. Pick your poison. Hey, like I said at the top of the show, we should give some credit where credit is due defensively, quietly.
Right.
Their defense is pretty good. And look what they did, holding Seattle and the Patriots to under 20 points. I mean, look at the cornerback, Patrick Peterson. That guy is a stud.
Yes, he is.
He is a lockdown stud, legitimate, and he's going to get better and better. So they've got some pieces on defense. We just don't believe in them offensively at all. I think, you know, as the weeks go on here. Now, if they beat the Eagles this week and look good doing it, maybe we have to reassess this ranking. I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
They'll probably be one of the fastest risers on this list. But for right now, I'm still in wait-and-see mode on the Cardinals, despite them beating the Patriots on the road.
All right, we just ran through 32 through 17, our NFL power rankings. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you on Patriots.com radio. The top 16 teams in the NFL will come up right next. We're doing the top 16 power rankings in the next segment after the commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, D-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
All right, how about Kevin Collins playing a little hip-hop beat in the background? I love it, Kevin. We got to play a little more hip-hop in this show, baby. Todd DeVries, he doesn't like hip-hop so much. Do you, Todd?
I'm an old fart. Come on now.
Love the hip-hop.
Give me some, Led Zeppelin or something. AC/DC.
Start bouncing my shoulders, start getting my swag on.
I played Creedence the last break.
Yeah, you did, man. It was right up my alley.
So I try to cater to everyone's likes and dislikes.
We appreciate that. Just no Miley Cyrus or any garbage like that stuff.
No like Party in the USA?
Yeah, no Call Me Maybe. By the way, number 508-298-0398. But I'm not going to say, here's my number, call me maybe afterwards. No one picked up on that one?
Crickets.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, I am hitting 1,000 today. Batting 1,000. Hitting 1,000? What's the phrase?
Batting 1,000.
I
think that's what Julian Edelman batted when he was playing baseball at Kent State.
Wow.
He played baseball at Kent State. That's serious.
Oh, I know. I know. And he was a quarterback at Kent State.
From Oslo, Norway, I believe.
Oslo, Norway, yeah, which is in Europe.
All these inside jokes.
No one
for anybody listening to our Tuesday show, you know exactly what we're talking about.
That's right. Fantasy football champs every Tuesday, Patriots.com radio from 4 to 6. We're going to get into some fantasy advice a little later in the show. But, Todd, we got to do our top 16 power rankings. We went through 32 through 17. Let's kick it off here at number 16. Kevin's going to play the music. We got the Detroit Lions coming in at 16. Todd, what's up with the Lions this year?
Well, off to a kind of a strange start. They snuck one out against the Rams in the opener, and then last week, tough game against the Niners. We didn't expect them to pull that one out, and they went down 27-19. So I think, you know, the best is yet to come from the Lions. They'll turn it around, especially on offense.
All right, number 15, the Dallas Cowboys, off to a hot start. Week one, beat the Giants at home on national television, but then they lose to the Seattle Seahawks when they were playing up in Canada.
Yeah, and this is a swing game for them. You know, they got Tampa Bay coming up here this week, heading into Jerry's world. So this is an interesting game. This game will shape our rankings for next week, no doubt about it.
All right, number 14, the Seattle Seahawks coming in, taking on the Packers on Monday Night Football. But we believe in the Seahawks a little bit, don't we?
Dangerous team, especially at home. Marshawn Lynch looked good, didn't he? Forget the back spasms.
Beast mode,
absolutely. And Russell Wilson getting the job done as a rookie. He'll have his ups and downs, and you know what, Bill? That will ultimately probably be their downfall, as whether they make the playoffs or not this year, is a Russell Wilson factor, because he's going to have his rookie moments. But right now, man, if they get that running game going, they're in good shape.
Number 13 is the Chicago Bears, and we don't like rooting for Jay Cutler because he's such a jerk on the field. But needless to say, the Bears do have a pretty good defense, some nice weapons on offense, so they come in at number 13.
Yeah, that NFC North is an interesting division, Bill. You know, with the Lions, Packers, and Bears, oh my, there's going to be a lot of great matchups all year long in that division.
All right, Todd, number 12, the San Diego Chargers. Right now they're 2-0, but we're not really buying into their record, are we?
No, well, look who they played, Bill.
Yeah.
They haven't played anyone yet. I mean, they took down the Titans, who rank where on our list? Number 30, right?
Yeah.
And they beat the Raiders, who rank,
29.
So they're 2-0, good for them. But, you know, wait till they play somebody of significance.
All right, at number 11, the defending Super Bowl champions, New York Giants, can't figure out this team. They look good 1 week, look bad another week, and then they look good.
Yeah, but Bill, that's their MO, man.
Yeah,
that's what they do every year. I mean, last year they were 9-7, and they won the stinking Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know? As long as you get into the dance at the end, that's all that they need to do, and then Eli turns it on. So, again, the game tonight, or if you're listening on Friday on demand, the game that happened last night against the Panthers, I don't see it as a make-or-break game at all. It's a fun, entertaining matchup, Bill, but I don't see it as a must-win of any kind for the Giants.
All right, now let's get into the fun stuff. We got the top 10. Denver Broncos coming in at number 10, had a disappointing loss at Atlanta when they were playing the Falcons on Monday night in Week 2, take on the Texans in Week 3. Do the Broncos, are they going to move up or down the charts next week?
All right, well, I'm calling for an upset here. I like to be bold, and my bold upset pick is Houston. You know, everything's looking good for Houston. Kerry Byrne loves them. We love them, too. We haven't announced their name yet, right? So they're still at the top, somewhere at the top of our list. But I think they're going to have some trouble at Mile High. I think.
Cut that me!
There you go. So, I think the Broncos, or maybe we have them ranked a little too high, Bill, number 10, but I think if Peyton Manning could just stay healthy, he won't have many more games like he had on Monday night.
All right, number 9, perennial powerhouse, the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have them inside the top 10 at number 9, Todd.
Steelers, Bill, every year, man. They're always in the mix. They play that brand of football. And with Big Ben back there, he's impossible to sack. You know, he always distributes the ball. He's got some weapons. They don't have any running back that that scares you. But the defense is always there. And I think they're good enough in that division. They're going to be here all year round. They're going to be in this top 10 or 12.
We like to be bolder. We like to make really, not outlandish predictions, but we like to be bold in our predictions. Make strong, opinionated What am I trying to say here?
What you're trying to say is you picked the Panthers to go to the Super Bowl preseason.
Exactly.
That's what you're trying to say.
I like to be bold in my predictions, and that's why we have the Carolina Panthers at number 8.
Today, Junior!
Yeah, I had a little bit of a slip up there. That's okay. But we have the Panthers at number 8. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, well, after tonight, maybe they'll be even higher than that if they can beat the Giants.
Cam Newton. Love Cam. Cam goes ham, baby.
We got a number 7, Bill.
Number 7 is the Baltimore Ravens are taking on the New England Patriots Sunday Night Football, a rematch of the AFC Championship game of 2011. You know, the Ravens could be higher on this list. We didn't name the Patriots yet, so we'll see. The victor of that game will probably be moving up into the top 5 of the power rankings.
Ravens are always, they're like the Steelers. You know, they've got the solid defense. They got the offense that can move the ball. I'm not a huge believer in Joe Flacco. Getting him over the top. I mean, let's put things in perspective. I mean, Joe Flacco's proven it. He's a very capable quarterback, no doubt about it. But getting him over the hump into the Super Bowl, winning Super Bowls, I don't believe in Joe Flacco from that perspective.
All right, at number 6, we have the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles are 2-0. The Arizona Cardinals also 2-0, but we have the Cardinals at number 17 on these rankings. Those two teams face off in Week 3. Why are the Eagles so much higher than the Cardinals?
Well, that's a good question, Bill. I will say this. Last year, the Philadelphia Eagles got off to a 1-4 start. The reason? A lot of turnovers. Second reason? They couldn't get anything done in the clutch, right?
Right.
They had a ton of turnovers against the Bills and a whole bunch of other teams to start last season. But what happened was, at the end of the game, they were still in it. They just couldn't put together that game-winning drive. This year, same problems. Turnovers, 5 in the first game, 4 in the second game?
Yeah.
Difference, Michael Vick, when he needed a touchdown, not a field goal, he needed a touchdown in each of the first two games, he got the job done, and that's the big difference.
All right, number 5, the New England Patriots. Disappointing loss to the Arizona Cardinals in Week 2, but we think the Patriots can get back on track. Certainly belong in the top 10. We have them at number 5.
Yeah, and they'll cement themselves up there if they can beat the Ravens on the road on Sunday night, right?
Double-digit victory. That's my bold prediction of the week.
Well, I'm predicting to win as well. I don't know about double digits, but,
Double digits.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, the Patriots, I mean, I think that, as long as Tom Brady's back there, Bill, I think we both, unlike Flacco, for example, we just don't kind of believe in him.
Right.
Obviously, we believe in Brady. So as long as he's healthy, throwing the ball, slinging it around, they're going to get their act together. They're going to be one of the top teams in the AFC, no doubt about it.
Green Bay Packers are coming in at number four. You know, you just have to trust a team that has Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Yeah, it's really as simple as that. I mean, now you're getting into these elite quarterbacks. And you know, we just talked about Brady. Aaron Rodgers is another one. You know, they had the slip up against the Niners, but that was the Niners. And
yep.
If you've been paying attention, we haven't mentioned them yet. So they're at the top here somewhere. So Packers, you know, they're going to have to be extremely efficient if they're going to beat a team like the Niners in the playoffs. But they don't have to worry about the playoffs for now, Bill. I think the Packers are about to go on a little bit of a run here and reestablish themselves as a power in the NFC.
All right, top three now. Atlanta Falcons coming in at number three, looking really good so far in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Looking good, offensively anyway. The running game leaves a little bit to be desired, Bill.
Yep.
You know,
but apparently you don't need to run the ball anymore, says Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts.
That is true. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. They were not able to salt the game away against the Broncos like you would have liked, you know?
Yeah.
They got out to that lead, and then before you know it, the Broncos were back in it. And the reason why, they just couldn't move the ball when they needed to run it a little bit, you know, at the end of the game. That's a little bit of a concern. I wouldn't be surprised if Jacquizz Rodgers sees more action as we move along here. But all in all, they look pretty good, Bill. And Tony Gonzalez, the ageless wonder. I mean, how old is that guy? And he's still producing at an elite level at the tight end position. You got Julio Jones and Roddy White. Matt Ryan looks like an elite quarterback, or soon to be an elite quarterback. They are a tough team. And who do they have this week? They've got a road trip to San Diego. I see them easily going 3-0.
Now, it's interesting. We had Tom Brady and the Patriots at 5, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at 4, Matt Ryan and the Falcons at 3. Now, the next two teams, not really elite quarterbacks, but when you talk about game managers, probably the best in the game. They don't turn the ball over, move the chains on third down. Start off with number 2, Houston Texans, who have Matt Schaub under center.
Well, you know, if you harken back to our conversation with Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts a few minutes ago, he talked about public perception, right, with some of these top teams. And
yeah.
The perception with the Texans is, you know, people don't believe in them for some reason. But the stats are there. The defense is there. They got the running game. They got the game manager. They are one tough team. Think about what they did last year, Bill, with T.J. Yates at quarterback in the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? You know, Schaub's a big upgrade over that. Yeah, yeah. Schaub's obviously, you know, we aren't saying that Schaub's some great quarterback, but he's an upgrade over T.J. Yates, that's for darn sure.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're a legitimate team. They're going to be there at the end.
All right, drum roll, please. The number one team on the Football Nation Power Rankings, the San Francisco 49ers. How about it?
Well, look who they've beaten, Bill. You know, they've had two early season tests, and they passed them both. Right,
two NFC North teams too.
Packers and Lions.
Yeah,
and they just look dynamite. I mean, Frank Gore looks rejuvenated, at least early in the season, and we have our doubts whether he's going to be able to hold up. But even if he doesn't hold up, Bill, Kendall Hunter and Michael James, they got a lot of running backs there that can fill in. They're built on the running game. Alex Smith not making mistakes. The defense is lights out. They got a special teams. I mean, yeah, David Akers is kicking 60-yard field goals again. So they got everything going, man. They got the coaching staff. That is one tough team, man. One tough team. They and the Texans kind of cut from the same cloth, our number one and two teams.
Patrick Will is probably my favorite defensive player to watch in the NFL. Just love what he does on the field. Really leads that defense, and that's really what makes that team tick.
Yeah, it's built, you know, both of our top two teams are built on defense. And again, efficient passing games, not crazy 400-yard passing games, efficient passing games. Both teams can do it, and if they need to run it, they got Arian Foster and Frank Gore to hand it off to.
All right, that was the NFL Football Nation NFL Power Rankings. Bottom five, Jacksonville Jaguars, Cleveland Browns, Tennessee Titans, Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, and then the top five from 5 to 1, we have the New England Patriots, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Atlanta Falcons, Houston Texans, and then number one is the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. Steve Bennett from the Sportscasters joins us in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Football Nation, there is no offseason.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts.
I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation. Bring them out,
bring them out. All right, welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries here on Patriots.com Radio. Todd, do you know the name of that hip-hop artist that is singing this song right now?
Snoop Cat.
Snoop Cat, folks! That was the answer from Todd. No, the correct answer would be Jay-Z, probably one of the greatest rappers of all time, certainly in the top five. So I'm a little disappointed that you did not know that.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It is now time to bring on Steve Bennett from the Sportscasters. You can listen to his podcast every week on footballnation.com. Steve does an excellent job of bringing on some of the most well-known reporters from around the NFL. Steve, thanks for joining us on Patriots.com Radio.
What's up, guys? I was all over that. I knew that was Jay-Z. I was all over it.
See, I know you would know it, but I knew Todd didn't know it, and I like, you know, poking fun at Todd sometimes because I let him do it so much to me so often on this show that it was time for me to get some payback once in a while.
It's my one weakness, Bill. You found it.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop music.
Yeah,
all right.
A big hole in my hip-hop prowess. So, Steve, you know, we're kind of turning the tables on you here, man. Usually we're tuning into your podcast, and we're listening to you interview all the all-stars in the world of football reporting. Now we get to interview you. Who are some of the top?
You guys are having a slow week, huh?
Yeah. So we wanted to know, you know, what are some of the who are some of the top guests that you've had on your podcast this year or in past years? Who are some of your favorite guys and some little nuggets that they gave you over the years?
Well, you know, since we started at Football Nation, we've done 21 shows so far. You know, doing one show a week. And we were really privileged and lucky that Peter King, who had been a guest on our podcast before we joined Football Nation, was willing to help us kick it off. And he was on the very first show. And it was interesting because it was before the draft, a couple weeks before the draft. And just to show the power of Peter King, a lot of the things that he told us would happen at the draft on the show that day happened. He had Tannehill linked to the Dolphins. I know that that wasn't a huge... He wasn't really going on a huge limb there, but he also had some nuggets about the Robert Griffin III and the Redskins and why Robert Griffin was going to need Shanahan and how Shanahan was going to set up some really good things for him. And then when I was watching the opening week game between the Saints and the Redskins, I seen exactly what Peter was talking about because Shanahan had a great game plan for Griffin that first day, and it kind of brought to life some of the things that were said on our podcast way back in April. We've also been lucky. Well, this was a really, really great one that I was really proud of. Rob Gehring, who is a senior producer at NFL Film and is the director of Hard Knocks. He's done about four of them so far. He did a few, then took a break and was back this year. Did the only phone interview that I can find anywhere this year before the first episode of Hard Knocks aired. I think we posted on a Tuesday. And the first episode aired the next day on Wednesday. And Rob was great, explained to us what goes into producing a show like that. I mean, I was really surprised to know that pretty much everything we see on an episode of Hard Knocks is done in a six-day period. They film all that, edit all that, and package all that in 6 days. So those are definitely two of my favorites.
The great thing about HBO Hard Knocks, for me at least, is it was a show that my girlfriend doesn't really like football, doesn't really get it. But it was a show that she can get into because they do such a good job of giving some background information. You start to root for some of the guys that you think may or may not get cut later on in the training camp. So that's one of the great things that Hard Knocks does. And it's also excellent for a huge NFL fan like myself or all of us here that it gives us that inside look into the locker room, into the training camp, and to the coaching's meetings. So Hard Knocks, great show. And that was a really great interview. Probably one of my favorite episodes that of your Sportscasters podcast.
Yeah, I told Rob that day, and I still believe it, that I thought the biggest loss from the lockout last year was Hard Knocks.
Yep.
I mean, I could have lived without the Hall of Fame game one year, but it was hard to go without my Hard Knocks.
Absolutely. Another big interview you had was Kenny Albert, and you interviewed him right before he did the play-by-play broadcast of the Saints-Redskins game. Now, you are a Saints fan, right, Steve?
Yeah, I've been a lifelong Saints fan since I was 7 years old. My mom blames my dad. It happened during the 1988 playoffs, and the Saints played their first playoff game against the Vikings, and my dad kind of told me what a bad team they had been, how it was the first time they're in the playoffs, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to root for them today. They got us to a 10-0 lead, and I think the final was 48-10 Vikings, and it just broke my heart, and I've been a Saints fan ever since. But you know, as far as Kenny Albert goes, Kenny has been really good to us. Like I said, even before the Football Nation days, we were lucky enough to have Kenny. He broadcast that great Saints 49ers playoff game last season.
Yeah, probably and one of the best games of 2011.
Yeah, and he came on our podcast like 2 days later to tell us everything about it. I had to suck it up and live with it. But he's just so great to us, and it was so cool to he's the number two guy at Fox now, just behind Buck, his team. Just behind Buck and Aikman, his team is number two. You know, and just a couple of days before they were getting ready to broadcast, he sat down with me over the phone, and we talked, and he told me a little bit about the preseason games they had done and how that would help them, and how some guys don't do preseason. And, I mean, Kenny's the only guy really out there that broadcasts all four major professional sports, if you want to count hockey. And I tend to, being a Buffalonian. But, I mean, he's got such a diverse career, and he does so many different things, and he's always been a really great friend to us. And you can still find these podcasts that we're talking about on the Football Nation website, which I love about it. So if you want to check out an interview that Kenny did, which just because that game between the Saints and Redskins has been played, it doesn't mean that interview still doesn't play really, really well. That's one of our ones that I think will hold up all season long.
You know, I always thought that Kenny kind of got the bad end of a lot of people because his father is such a famous broadcaster. But when you look at Joe Buck, his father was a famous broadcaster too, and I don't think he gets as much flack for it. And I tend to like Kenny Albert better watching the games more so than watching Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's because Buck's dad never bit a stewardess or what the deal is, but I totally agree that, he's so underrated, I think. And it's easy for me to say because he's been so kind to me and really been a good friend of my show. But if you listen to him to call a hockey game, he's great. If you listen to him call a basketball game, that's when you really start kind of thinking of his dad, I think, maybe. But he's so good there. And he does underrated work for Fox Baseball, too. When Joe Buck was going through his throat issues last summer, you know, Kenny Albert stepped in and did great work, I thought, with the baseball. So I totally agree. I mean, you know, I think he's great.
So, Steve, you know, you talked about being a Saints fan, so we got to dive into the Saints, my friend. 0-2, they got a game that they really got to win this week, a home one against the Chiefs. What's your take on the team? You know, we had all the off-season drama. Is it carrying over into the season, or is it just X's and O's?
You know, I'm disappointed about how much it is carrying into the season. I thought that of any team in the league, the Saints could be the most prepared for this. And the reason I gave for that was, you know, the Saints went through a period last year where Coach Payton broke his leg, and they were forced to really reshuffle what they did on the field in terms of calling plays and the way the offense ran. And I have seen it squeak through, but I think the real issue is that the defense hasn't made a single play all season. I was told that the Steve Spagnuolo defense is very complicated and that fans would need to be patient. I'm already out of patience for that, I can tell you that much. They haven't made one play this season. I don't know. They might have forced a turnover, maybe not even. I can't recall one. I mean, they've been so bad. And every time the team has tried to crawl back into these games, the defense just isn't there for them. And I think it's showing in the way Drew Brees is playing. I don't think he trusts them. And I think the pick six that he made against Carolina is an example of that. That's a throw you never see him make, and I just think it's a product of him not trusting his defense and trying to do too much. And I think the whole team in general really needs to get back to that sign that the first interim head coach put up in the facility. It's a big picture of Sean Payton that says, do your job. And I think there's a lot of guys out there, guys like Marcus Colston, who didn't even have a catch for the third quarter against the Panthers, and I know he's struggling a little bit with a foot injury, but if you're out there, you're out there. I think he's got to do his job. I think a guy like Malcolm Jenkins, who's a former first-round pick, that we've been waiting forever for this guy to do anything on the field. He's a guy who needs to do his job. Roman Harper, a guy the Saints paid a lot of money to after one of the most disastrous playoff games of all time against the Seahawks a couple of years ago.
Right.
Time for him to start doing his job. So I think they can still be the team that maybe some people thought they were, but it's getting late early for them. And don't forget, after this Chiefs game, they got to go to Lambeau. So they could very easily be, you know, in a huge hole. So this game this week it's their season, in my opinion.
Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say they got the Chiefs this week, very winnable game, obviously. But then they got to go to Lambeau, Bill. 1-3 staring at them in the face. They've got to get this win under their belt and get some mojo working on their behalf. Otherwise, the season could go south really fast.
Yeah, I think the Saints pull it off this weekend in New Orleans, playing against the 0-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Steve Bennett from the Sportscasters is joining us right now on Patriots.com Radio. Steve, you can follow Steve on Twitter, @sports_casters. I got that right, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. And you guys are broadcasting on Patriots.com. I probably should have mentioned that Michael Howley, who does the midday show on one of the sports radio shows, was on the podcast earlier, just before the season started, and talked to a lot of Patriots. If there's some Patriots fans out there who maybe want to dip their toes in the show and might want to start with one that was kind of heavy on Patriots talk, that might be a great one, the interview that we did with Michael Howley, the author of War Room.
Yeah, WEEI in Boston. I'm sure people are familiar, very familiar with him. Steve, who is your special guest this week? You have Jason Lockenfora, right?
Yeah, we have Jason Lockenfora. I'm going to be talking to him on the train as he goes to New York tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk with Jason about the game tonight for sure. We're going to get his opinion on all the stuff that's going on around the league. And I'm sure that Jason, who works the phones as hard as anyone, is going to have some information for me tomorrow that I don't even know yet. Jason's another guy who's been on our shows between Football Nation, and this is his first appearance there, but he was also on the what we now call the Sportscasters proper. He has been on that show 3 or 4 times, and has always been a great friend to us. And he's another guy who would not have known what rapper that was. He's a big punk rock fan.
Oh, wow. See, I like the hip-hop. Todd likes the heavy metal, and I guess Jason Lockenfora likes the punk rock.
Loves the punk rock. Yep.
All right. You always learn stuff here on Football Nation. Steve, we appreciate you joining us today. And again, you can follow Steve on Twitter, sports_casters, and you can check out his podcast on footballnation.com. Steve, we hope your Saints get their first win here in Week 3. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to just go light some candles for Ed Hockley and the rest of the officials. we're just going to have a little tribute and service for them tonight as I watch the game.
There you go, man. Good luck in the week 3 to your Saints, and thanks for joining us today. Todd, Steve always does a great job. Love the sport, love the podcast he does at footballnation.com. He brings some heavy hitters to the show. You know, he's not interviewing a bunch of bums. He's got the all-stars there.
Peter King. You know, he actually interviewed Duff McKagan, who was a guitarist, a bassist for Guns N' Roses, and who also kind of moonlights as a fantasy columnist for ESPN. So he gets celebrities in there, but most of the time he gets the top broadcasters, and it's really good stuff, man. He always gets into the backgrounds of each of these guys, how they became to be where they are, how they got there, what they have coming up, their insight. It's good stuff.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but up next in the last segment of the show, we're going to go over your fantasy football questions. A lot of emails have been coming in, webradio@patriots.com. And if we didn't get to your fantasy question today, don't forget, you can listen, you can hit us up on Twitter, @FFChamps, for all your fantasy football needs. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Patriots.com Radio, this is Football Nation.
There was no foul on the play. Clear. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
This is Football Nation.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a guard for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Go. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, our producer, Kevin Collins. We're about to wrap up the show here. We want to get into some fantasy football advice. Don't forget, we're on every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're live right here on Patriots.com Radio. We're taking all of your fantasy football questions on the Fantasy Football Champ Show. The number to dial in is 508-298-0398. And if you're listening to the show on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. We'll be happy to help you set your lineups, waiver wire advice, any trade questions you may have. Todd, we got a few emails today, webradio@patriots.com. A couple people want us to help them with their lineups. We had Strippers email in earlier on. He needs a flex and two wide receivers in a PPR league. He's got Trent Richardson, Reggie Wayne, A.J. Green, Marquise Colston, and Dwayne Bowe. So he needs one in the flex, two wide receivers. You got to put in Trent Richardson after his week two performance, right?
Absolutely. Trent Richardson's a no-brainer right now. You got to put him in. He's got the Buffalo, right?
The Cleveland Browns against the Buffalo Bills, correct.
So that's a great matchup. I mean, the Buffalo defense has looked terrible thus far, so that's a no-brainer at the running back position. And what else did he need to do? He needed to put in two wide receivers
between Reggie Wayne, A.J. Green, Marquise Colston, and Dwayne Bowe. I think it's clear-cut Colston and Bowe here.
Totally agree. Colston against, the Chiefs defense. We've talked about them. We've been railing on the Chiefs all for the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
We think the Saints get back on track in that one. And then on the flip side, you got Bowe going against the Saints, and the Saints defense isn't all that either. So those are two great plays. Mike, he's pretty strong there.
Another email from Javon M. Guys, help me out here. Pick two running backs, three wide receivers. Not a PPR league. So first, for the running backs, he needs two guys. Jamal Charles, Darren McFadden, DeMarco Murray. He's got some stud running backs there.
Okay. So he needs two of those three?
Yeah.
DeMarco Murray's in.
Yep.
And
to me, it's McFadden.
Yeah, I think they're playing the Steelers, though, Bill. But yeah. Jamal Charles last week, he had a little bit of knee soreness, didn't he?
He did. He came out in the game, didn't come back.
If he didn't have that, I would have gone Charles. But I think because of that concern, you go Run DMC. He's healthy. He's healthy.
Yep.
He's at home. I don't like the matchup, but it's still, I mean, he's due for something. He's due to have at least a breakout day, but at least some freaking production, right?
Yeah, I agree. He needs three wide receivers out of these guys, Kenny Britt, Greg Jennings, Reggie Wayne, and Wes Welker. Greg Jennings is likely to play in week three.
Britt Jennings, Wes Welker.
I'm sitting Britt. I'm not playing Britt.
No, Britt did nothing last week.
Nothing.
So I think he only listed four guys, right?
Yeah. So three
needs,
out of those
he
four.
Needs three. So you go Reggie Wayne, Greg Jennings, who is playing, and you go Wes Welker, despite the drama going on over there at Foxborough. But Kenny Britt last week, Bill, two targets, one catch for 5 yards.
Yeah, nothing. He missed the entire preseason, missed the entire training camp. He's not 100% yet. It's going to take some time. Plus, he's got Jake Locker throwing him the ball. That's like a really bad combination.
Reggie Wayne's been better than expected this year. He's a no-brainer. If Jennings is healthy, you know, he's on the Packers. And while I have Greg Jennings in one league, Bill, and I'm a little disappointed that I kind of took him a little earlier than maybe I should have, because I didn't think at the time all the weapons the Packers have. They're going to distribute it around all over the place. But still, the Packers are on, man. Jennings will get his numbers. And Wes Welker, he has to do better than the first couple of weeks, don't you think?
I totally agree. I think Welker's going to step it up.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And by the way, Javon is from Vancouver, which is actually in Canada, not like Seattle, which I was just joking around about. So Javon from Canada, we love our listeners from north of the border. And our final email of the day is from Matthew Small. He wants to know, will Wes Welker's cut in playing time affect how good the Patriots are this season?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think they'll just plug. I mean, if it comes to that, where he just continues to be, you know, playing less and less snaps, I mean, they'll just find someone else to plug in. I'm going to let you pronounce the name since you butchered it on Tuesday night. Julian
Edelman. Edelman. Julian Edelman. We need some good, like, right music, like a nice ring. You have anything like that, Kevin?
Like ring. There you go.
Nice, nice. So when I say Edelman, we get that. When I say Edelman, we get what? Well, then which is it? I said Edelman, I said Edelman.
All right, we got a producer that's out of control here, Bill.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, folks.
Oh, he's got his finger on all the buttons now. Who knows what's going to come here? He's got it all going on now.
Kevin's a good football player. He's smart. He's tough. He's got good skills.
Kevin's also got good producer skills.
Bill Belichick agrees.
Getting back to Matthew's question, honestly, you know, again, if Wes Welker, you know, if his season continues to go south, they're going to plug someone else in, and they will continue to produce. Now, the bigger item, in my view, is Aaron Hernandez, right? I think his absence will hurt the Patriots more so than, you know, plugging Edelman in Wes Welker. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, obviously the offense is much better when Hernandez is in there.
Let's see what Kellen Winslow does for the Pats. You know, 76 receptions last year. Hasn't missed a game since I think it was 2008 or 2009. You know, a lot of people think he can't stay healthy, but that's not really true. He's played all 16 games the last three seasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting pickup, and he could come along and fit right in, but I don't know, man. The way they had Aaron Hernandez has a special skill set that Kellen Winslow, the aging Kellen Winslow Jr., doesn't have.
Right.
So they might use him a little differently than they would have used Hernandez.
How about the Patriots signing Deion Branch? You think he can come in and make a fantasy impact?
The retreads, man.
So many weapons.
So many. I wouldn't consider Deion Branch a weapon, would you?
You know what? He didn't do
that
bad
fine.
Last year, Todd.
He had 57 catches, I believe, last year.
That's good.
Six
that's
touchdowns.
Great.
Yeah, I think he had a few touchdowns, too.
When I think weapon, I think Gronk, even maybe Brandon Lloyd. I don't think a weapon. I don't think
I agree with you, but people scoffed at like 57 catches and six touchdowns, and that's a pretty decent, you know, third wide receiver.
He's serviceable. He knows the offense. He's got the rapport with Tom Brady, so it's a good move. I'm just saying, fantasy wise, you know, I'm not expecting, you know, eight catches for 120 yards and two touchdowns. I guess Kevin is. Kevin's got good skills, Bill. Do you know that?
He's got great skills. He's strong. And
no, I wouldn't draft him on my team either. I'm just saying, he's like, if you're in a pinch, he might be worth a look.
There you go. fantasy advice from Kevin. He's got good skills.
Because I used him in an emergency situation last year, and he came through for me 1 week. So
you know what? Bye week filler, that's what he is. He's a good bye week filler.
I agree.
You can pick him up and when your guys are on a bye. Once those bye weeks starts, and I believe it's week four. So next week, do we have to deal with bye weeks next week already?
Really?
You know, at the start of the show, I said 1/8 of the season was away. By next week, 1/4 of the season will be underway.
Scary.
25%, yeah, week four.
17-week season, Bill.
Well, I mean, you know, 16 is a round number, so I'm kind of going off that.
Yeah, next week, week four, not this week, but next week, week four, the Colts and Steelers are on bye.
Right.
So there you go. It all begins. The beautiful bye week season begins the weekend of October 1st.
All right, bye week start next week. We are ending right now on Football Nation. We want to thank our producer, did a great job today, Kevin Collins. You can listen to our fantasy football show every Tuesday, Fantasy Football Champs from 4 to 6 on Patriots.com Radio. This show, Football Nation, every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same channel, Patriots.com Radio. Don't forget, all of your fantasy football questions, send us a tweet at FFChamps. Todd, anything special going into week three?
Not much, man. I'm just going to sit back, relax, and watch a lot of pigskin, baby.
Saints get their first win of the week?
Yes, of
course.
First
win of the year?
Of course.
Cardinals get their first loss?
Yep.
Patriots win by double digits against the Ravens?
Nope. They win, but it's close.
All right, that'll wrap up this show. Thanks for listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. For Todd DeVries, Kevin Collins, I'm Bill Enright. We'll see you next week. Have fun in week three.
Clear.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.